Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Kieran Mack, as always, and delighted you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get started, don't forget to hit that like button, don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to share if you get a chance. And as always, it's great to be back. I have been out sick for the last month or so. I had got quite a heavy flu, and then I did my back in last week, so I have been on the injured list for quite a while, but we are back on the air and we will continue to bring you the news as we can and when I am fit to do so. Now, also, if you like listening to the short form version of the Thai Expat Daily Show, there's a link down below in the description which will take you to TikTok. And we just started TikTok a couple of days ago and it's proven to be very, very successful and popular. So jump on over there. You'll get kind of the short form of these videos and maybe some extra stuff during the week as well. So keep an eye on that, YouTube, TikTok, and also Instagram. So we'll try to be doing it across three platforms at least. But now that that's all done and dusted, you've subscribed, you've hit that like button, we're going to jump into the first story. And well, ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your boarding passes because we've got quite the turbulence in the skies with this one. Air India has had to take some drastic measures after discovering that one of its pilots decided to mix a little liquid courage with their flight duties. Yes, you heard that right. This pilot, fresh off a flight from the sunny shores of Phuket to the bustling streets of New Delhi, was found to have had a bit too much party spirit flowing through their veins. And let me tell you, Air India didn't take too kindly to this airborne escapade. Now, according to reports from the Times of India, this wasn't just any ordinary flight. Nope, it was a training flight for a new captain. Talk about setting a stellar example. Now, but fear not, folks, because Air India isn't letting this slide. Oh no, they've shown this pilot the door faster than you can say, fasten your seatbelts. Not only that, they're gearing up to file a good old fur against the captain. Because let's face it, flying under the influence is no laughing matter. It's downright criminal. And you know what's even more alarming? This isn't an isolated incident. Nope. According to the powers that be, there's been a worrying trend of pilots and cabin crew failing their pre-flight breathalyzer tests. 33 pilots and 97 cabin crew members in just 6 months. That's enough to make you question who's really in control up there. Now, for those of you wondering how serious this is, let me break it down for you. First offense, 3 month license suspension. Second offense, 3 years out of the cockpit. And if you're lucky enough to strike out a third time, well, say goodbye to your wings because the license is getting revoked faster than you can say autopilot. So, dear passengers, the next time you're cruising at 30,000 feet, rest assured that Air India is doing everything in its power to keep this guy safe and sober. And we will then move along to another story coming out of Phuket and another Russian being caught behaving badly. Buckle up for another episode of Intoxicated Chaos Abroad featuring a Russian gentleman at the Glomira Hotel in Karan. Now, you might think you stumbled upon an action-packed scene from a Bond movie, but no, this is real-life drama right here. So picture this. Two foreign gentlemen engaged in fisticuffs, causing quite the commotion among the hotel guests. Cue the heroic arrival of law enforcement, hoping to restore order to this boozy battleground, but alas, their attempts at diplomacy were met with a barrage of punches and kicks from our inebriated protagonist, Alexander Tolstov, a Russian national on a mission to raise some ruckus. Now, our officers, bless their souls, tried their darndest to reason with Mr. Tolstov, but oh no, he wasn't having any of it. Instead, he went full on berserk, unleashing a fury of fists and feet under those who dared to intervene. And let me tell you, it wasn't a pretty sight. Sergeant Pisanu found himself caught in the crossfire, sustaining some minor battle scars in the process. But fear not, dear listeners, from our valiant officers had an ace up their sleeves, the trusty taser. One zap later, Tolstov found himself flat out on his back, nursing a few bumps and bruises. After a quick hit stop at Shillong Hospital for some patchwork, Tolstov was escorted to the Karan police station to face the music. And let that be a lesson to all of you fine folks out there. When in doubt, don't go full Rambo after a few too many cocktails. Stick to karaoke or something. Stay safe, stay sensible, and for heaven's sake, stay sober. And we will move along to the very next story because this kind of is shades of our pre-democratic government from the junta. It seems like there's been a bit of a mix-up in the world of electronic dance music. You see, there was quite the buzz with reports emerged suggesting that Tomorrowland, that grand spectacle of beats and bass lines, might be making its way to Thailand. But hold on to your glow sticks, because it turns out that might not be the case after all. Now, according to a report on EDM.com, the folks over at Tomorrowland are pumping the brakes on those Thailand plans. They're saying, hold your horses, folks. We need to take a closer look at this. In other words, they're not quite ready to commit to turning Thailand into their next EDM hotspot. Now, this all comes after a statement from a government spokesperson that everyone hyped up, claiming that Tomorrowland was indeed bound for Thailand in 2026, but it seems there might have been a bit of a miscommunication there. Tomorrowland spokesman Debbie Wilmson made it clear that they're still in the exploration phase. There's a lot of groundwork to cover before they can confirm Thailand as the next stop on the Tomorrowland tour. And let's not forget about the other musical festival on the horizon. Thailand has managed to secure a deal to host Summer Sonic, a major music festival from Japan. It's all part of the government's plan to bring in more tourists and give the economy a little boost. Now, while you wait to see if Tomorrowland will indeed grace Thailand with its presence, let's not forget to keep the party going. After all, whether it's in Belgium, Brazil, or beyond, the beat must go on. And finally, immigration police are warning people at Bangkok airports about the fast track scam. Immigration police have warned the public not to believe internet posts that offer a fast track through immigration at Suvarnabhumi and Don Mueang airports in exchange for a fee. Police spokesperson Major General Rimpadi said on Thursday that officials are investigating the Rich Cars Bangkok Facebook page, which promises access to immigration fast track lanes for both incoming and outgoing travelers. Posted in English, the advert reads, Fast Track Arrival, Departure, 2,900 baht per flight. It also contains instructions on how to use the service to supposedly bypass immigration counters at Bangkok international airports. Investigators found that the Facebook page's main business is renting out luxury cars, Rimpadi said. He insists that there was no such thing as an immigration fast track for a fee. There was no need for such a service since immigration police have streamlined the process at airports and reduced waiting times to less than 15 minutes, even during rush hours, he noted. He said that the fast-track lanes at immigration booths are reserved for priority passengers, including the disabled, travellers with infants, pregnant women, seniors over 70, and holders of diplomatic visas, elite cards, Thai long stay, and APEC cards. Officials are investigating other pages on social media that may be advertising similar services and would pursue appropriate legal action, the spokesperson said. And that it is for today, folks. I'm glad you made a jump in. Join us for another show. As I said, this also will be kind of cut down and added more video on TikTok. So if you're interested in that kind of thing and a quick news or a short form news podcast or video, you can get that over there. Again, link down below in the description. But once again, thanks for tuning in. Have a great day and stay safe out there. But ultimately, with this story or anything else that stood out to you today, I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments down below. Because yes, this is a news show, but it's also a conversation. Now keep that conversation going. Make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel, share the video, and do all the good stuff that does help that YouTube algorithm. But ultimately, my name is Kieran Mack. You've been listening to the Thai Expat Daily Show, and we will see you next time.